Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
I welcome you in to another edition of Mississippi Magic. This one's called The Golden Stump, made possible by the good people at Divinity Equipment. The year was 1948. There was no Shark Tank, no university incubator for entrepreneurs. There was only a deep desire to risk the safety of today for the dreams of tomorrow. Robert from Jackson, Mississippi, was one of those guys. But the real beginning of this story starts much earlier. 1928, by an inventor, also from Mississippi in the capital city, named Harry. This is the story about how it all came together, from inventor to entrepreneur to fashion what is still today one of the most recognizable and trusted inventions in tens of millions of homes in America and hundreds of millions more around the world. And it all started here in Mississippi. That story coming up after this, from Divinity Equipment. Hey, you need an excavator for a specific job that ultimately will save you time and money? Do like so many other businesses and homeowners have done. Count on Divinity Rental and Kubota Excavators. Divinity offers daily, weekly, monthly rental rates on excavators plus all types of equipment. So whatever your job, whatever time frame you need, count on Divinity Rental to be there for you. Highway 51 North in Madison and Divinity Drive in Jackson. Check out more on the rental equipment inventory and rates. It's all there for you at DiviniEquipment.com. Now back to this episode of Mississippi Magic titled Golden Stumps. In 1929, Harry lived in a home outside the capital city that was in the middle of a forest. Tall pines carpeted the landscape for miles and miles. His real work, full-time, was a chemist. His passion was inventing things. By 1948, Harry's invention did find some traction as a miracle product that was produced commercially by a company called Magnolia Chemical, a few miles from his home. But the market was mostly local. Harry's invention wasn't going that far. That's until Robert, the Mississippi entrepreneur, got wind of the product and smelled a great business opportunity. Robert bought the small company and put a local guy in charge. His name, Howard Cahoon. Mr. Cahoon's task was to take Harry's invention nationwide, and he was supposed to do that with 6 employees, 3 for bottling the product and 3 for selling. Well, Howard didn't let Robert down. In 5 years, the 1929 invention of Harry Cole from his laboratory in Jackson was now a multi-million dollar business selling over 20 million units across this country and 11 other nations, all coming from right here in Mississippi. So where did Harry's product idea begin? Well, from worthless old stumps of harvested trees and the Mississippi entrepreneur Robert Ernest, R.E., who bought the company, never gave up on it. By 1959, he was spending $1.5 million on daytime TV and over $100,000 on radio to make the product a household name. And that he did. In 1963, Robert Ernest of Jackson was pulled in 1,000 different directions. He had his own private jet flying around the country and the world to a multitude of business investments. So when a New Jersey company offered him $17 million, he took it. Mr. Cahoon stayed on in charge. Taking that product from a local creation to a worldwide distribution was just part of the incredible story of R.E., Robert Ernest, who grew up as a farm boy in Ethel, Mississippi. Being an entrepreneur was in his blood. At 7 years old, he was selling farmers around the area of Ethel and nearby Kosciuszko a homemade concoction called Rosebud Salve. Upon graduation from business college, Robert was unleashed upon the world. Because we have limited time, just a quick recap from this remarkable man. He takes a $3,000 borrowed investment at 21 years old, starts a Shell oil distributorship. Hard work, commitment. In 2 years, he has 11 service stations. Just like he did with everything else, he put his money to work making more money. By 1940, those gas station profits turned into his first automobile dealership in Kosciuszko. In the midst of it all, selling gas, Harry's concoction, automobiles, Robert Ernest also served 3 years in the Air Force during World War II. Back home and back in business in 1957, he had built an empire worth over $10 million with a sales force of 600 people, 85 warehouses, and a total business revenue in excess of $100 million. And you should know that this Mississippi entrepreneur turned that single car dealership in Kosciuszko into the largest GM dealership in the world, spanning the country from Tampa to Miami to New Orleans to Little Rock, Kansas City, Seattle, the states of Texas to California. The Mississippi entrepreneur owned a massive amount of property in major cities' downtown business sectors, the Kroger Building in Cincinnati, National Bank in Kansas City, the Petroleum Building, King Edward Hotel, and the Sun and Sand in downtown Jackson. That portfolio also included a radio station and pharmaceutical company. Plus, it was Robert's idea to start a newspaper to rival the Hedeman family. He called it the Jackson State Times. That's just a few pages from the story of this remarkable man who never stopped until his death in 1992 at the age of 75. A man who once said his proudest award of all of them was the Horatio Alger Award. You may not remember Robert Ernest by that name, but by his nickname. A nickname he picked up as a child. His family called Robert the nickname after a farmhand that he would constantly follow around the farm, a farmhand named Dumas. Well, that farmhand must have had a big influence on little Robert Ernest because he left a tremendous business legacy, not as Robert Ernest, but as R.E. Dumas Milner. And millions of the boomer generation in major cities across America will never forget the commercials for Dumas Milner Chevrolet dealerships, the largest GM dealer in the world, airing in shows like Lassie and Gunsmoke. But those commercials for the product Mississippian Harry Cole invented decades earlier from those worthless old stumps near his home in the forest of Hinds County. In 1928, the same product purchased and marketed by a fellow Mississippian named Dumas lives on today as one of the most recognizable brands in American history.
This is the pine saw that cleans the dirt and cuts the grease and kills the germs that can cause the odors in your house. This is the pine saw that cleans the grime and stops the mold and mildew too in your house. This is the pine saw that cleans the rooms and kills the germs and leaves a scent so fresh and clean in your house. Let pine saw liquid clean, disinfect, and deodorize anywhere in your house.
So while others saw stumps as obstacles in the way, chemist Harry Cole of Jackson saw it as a useful product. You see, Harry learned that pine trees don't contain pine oil in their growing state. It does form only in large stumps that have been in the ground for at least 20 years. Where Harry Cole saw a useful product, Dumas Milner saw liquid gold. So now you know once again, when it comes to arts, entertainment, and business, the state of Mississippi has some amazing stories in the history books of this, the 20th state in the Union, a history that's just waiting to be read page by page. Like the man who approached problems as a personal challenge to success, a man who turned a product like pine sol into liquid gold, a multi-million-dollar business. Now, as difficult as that might seem for some people, I guess one could say that Dumas Milner was hard to stump, especially with a bit of Mississippi magic.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.